U.S.-China trade tensions breed volatile markets this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're covering President Trump ordering his team to draw up a list of tariffs that could be applied to $200 billion worth of more Chinese imports if China resists the $50 billion in tariffs already ordered. With China threatening to make life miserable for U.S. interests, if it comes to that, markets have been dropping today. World markets also down. The key index on the Shanghai market fell 3.5% today. Julian Emanuel is chief equity and derivative strategist at the investment firm BTIG.
Good morning, David.
All right. We're all getting these headlines about, it's not quite a trade war, but it's something like it. Is that weighing down these prices, you think?
No question about it. You know, when we look at 2018, every time where you've seen geopolitical headlines crowd out the positives of the economy and earnings, and they are manifest positives, the market has come under pressure, and that's what we're seeing today.
Now, there's a key indicator of market volatility, the VIX, and it was up yesterday. It's up a bit this morning. You'd expect that, but given these acute U.S.-China trade tensions, you're not seeing panic.
No, not quite yet. And actually, if you look at it, the last several weeks of trading has been, you know, quite lazy. And by that, I mean the daily ranges were very small. We would expect that to change over the next several weeks again because the headlines are crowded and the VIX will likely rise. But again, nowhere near the type of you know, intense volatility that we saw in February. And we don't expect that this time.
Yeah, I remember February. Julian Emanuel at BTIG, the investment firm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That VIX index of stock volatility is currently up 13% this morning, but it's still around 14 when things get really haywire with that. It occasionally gets into the high 20s. Switching to healthcare policy. For conservatives, hope springs eternal that Obamacare can be repealed. A consortium of conservative groups, including the American Enterprise Institute and the Manhattan Institute, are set to release a plan today that would replace the Affordable Care Act with a set of consumer protections and a shift toward regulation of healthcare by the state. The policy suggestions are many months in the making. The Republicans have repeatedly failed in their repeal effort, and the politics in Washington haven't shifted much since those failures. Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you. As you know, America has a policy of separating children when parents try to enter the U.S. illegally. But how efficient or inefficient is the government as it carries out this deeply controversial process? My colleague, Marketplace's Andy Euler, is in Brownsville, Texas. He was the only reporter in a Texas courtroom yesterday at a kind of mass arraignment of people arrested at the border. By our count, about 55 people were entering mostly guilty pleas. Several asked the judge about the children taken from them by U.S. officials. Andy, what was the judge's response?
He had a stock line that he would tell each of the individuals who had been separated from their children. He would say, "It is my understanding that you are to be reunited with your child."
All right. But then a surprise. There was a person under arrest entering a plea, and they didn't know he had been separated from a kid.
After you enter your plea, the judge says, "Is there anything else you want to say on your behalf?" And this gentleman from El Salvador said, "I want to know what the deal is with my child." And everybody kind of stopped, and the judge sort of looked up and said, "Wait, you were traveling with your child when you were detained?" And he said, "Yes, we were literally captured at the exact same time." And everybody had to sort of scramble to figure out what the deal was. The government didn't know. The public defender didn't know. And so there was a recess called during this whole process because nobody really understood what was happening.
So uncertainty piled upon uncertainty, and then there must be this pregnant pause during the recess.
Exactly. And so I hear sort of the public defender talking to the defendant about the situation. He kept saying, "How can this happen?" And then he turns around to me and says to me in Spanish, "How can this happen? How can this be the case?" You know, I shake my head because I don't know how this can be the case. Nobody in the courtroom knew how this could be the case.
All right, so they come back from recess. Where's the child?
what happens is the government says it's their understanding that they had just figured out that the child was detained and was in Brownsville, but had been sent to San Diego. This gentleman had only been captured less than 24 hours before, and the judge, he said, it's mind-boggling to me that the government can, in less than 24 hours, separate this child from his father even before he's been processed.
Yeah, it's a 5.5-hour flight from Brownsville to San Diego. So an example of either government keen efficiency or terrible inefficiency. Now, outside the courtroom, Andy, you've been talking to Brownsville city officials?
I talked to a city commissioner, and he told me the feds want these facilities specifically to take in about 1,500 more children that are detained at the border. What the city official told me is that, look, he can't necessarily allow that. His fire marshal isn't going to allow that because 1,500 more people is going to put them out of code. So it's a situation where the feds are telling them that they need to make more space. The city is saying, legally, we can't do that because it's not safe. And so there's just sort of a bureaucratic battle right now between the feds and the city of Brownsville.
All right. A story of bureaucracy, resources, and a lot more. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, David.
Our producers are Justin Ho, Michael Lipkin, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.